13th Century Fox presents Plunderneath, sir. Starring the beautiful and daring Rita R. Southern, star of stage, screen, and audio. A thrilling and spicy adventure written by Sandy Stocking Stew. Stand by, Boss Matt.
There they are, the twin waterfalls. The Tears of the Bride. This is it, the entrance to the temple. And to think, all I had to do was spend 3 years, survive half a dozen assassination attempts, and trek 200 miles through the jungle just to get here. At least I'm the first. Now don't get cocky, girl. The bride was a jealous lover. She's not just gonna let you waltz into her hidden sanctum and take her most cherished treasure. Not without some resistance. Where is that parchment? The Englishman's damned poem? He and his two partners made it all the way inside, but he returned alone and without the treasure. Oh, here it is. Okay. Through the fall of tears, into the realm of fears, back we crawled through time, and past the serpent vines, quick across the sands, with grasping greedy hands, we reached out for her prize, but could touch it only with our eyes. It's not exactly Shakespeare, but it is pretty creepy. Three very experienced treasure hunters went into that temple, and two didn't come out. Well, I didn't come all this way just to let some bad poetry stop me. Through the fall of tears. Let's see. Yeah, here behind the western waterfall, there's an entrance. Huh, more like a crack in the rock. The carvings around it are eroded, but yes, there's the jaguar motif, the bride's spirit guys. Just get a flashlight on. Oh, wow! The tunnel. Hundreds, no, thousands of carvings. Ooh, all fangs and claws and biting heads. Ugh. So narrow, I'm gonna have to squeeze in sideways. No way I'm getting my pack or my rifle through. Okay. Armed only with a knife, she braved the realm of fears. Oh, damn. There's barely room to slip through. The Englishman and his pals must have been skinny sons of bitches. The benefits of dysentery, I guess. Oh, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. Hope is a long way off if you get stuck. Just a little. I'm through. I'm in some kind of antechamber. There's light coming from some shaft in the mountain, way, way above. And I hear water trickling. Look at these vines. I've never seen a species like this before. They do look a little like green serpents. Wait, what's up there in the corner? Bones. One of the Englishman's partners. Odd how the vines have grown around him in coils. He looks almost mummified, his limbs pulled tight together. That's not natural. Ah! That vine just struck at me. They're moving. The vines are moving. Got my foot. Mm. My wrist. Oh, gotta get my knife and cut. There's so many. They're so strong. Slash, girl. I have to get out of this chamber. There. There's an archway. I can just cut them. Cut. Getting closer. My boot. One just left my boot. No, not my neck. Get. Bastard, I'll cut you all. I'll come back and burn you out. Almost. Through the arch. I'm free. Wait, no. One's hooked in the back of my shorts. I can't get a good angle to slash it. It's dragging me back. Get out of them. Get out of the shorts. Yes, take them. Choke on them. Here's my other boot too, you grabby bastards. You can't reach me this far down these steps. Okay, calm down. You're alive. You're in a torn t-shirt, panties, and knee socks in the middle of a cursed temple, hundreds of miles from anyone. But you are alive. Forget the serpent vines and look for... Oh, there she is. The bride. Look how they carved her. Reclined in that shaft of light. On a bed of golden sand, those fat breasts and heavy hips, that jaguar smile. Fuck Hollywood, the ancients knew how to depict a real goddess. And there in her hand, is it? Oh yes, the ruby phallus, carved from a single giant stone. They didn't even try to mask meaning by making it a wand or a scepter of some kind. It's the perfect gift for their fertility queen. No wonder she's smiling like that. And now, honey, you're gonna hand it off to me and... Who the hell said that? Who's there? Where? You? Oh, you son of a bitch. How did you get up there? You're held down from the top of the shaft? Clever. Looks like you should have brought more rope, though. It's gonna take you a little bit to find a way down from that ledge. I thought I left you behind in London. Yeah, that was a wild weekend. You should never have let me tie you to that bed, you know. To think, all it took to trap you was the promise of my lips on your cock. How long was it before someone found you anyway? 3 days? I bet you were still hard. Oh, that's it. Hurry down. By the time you do, I'll have the phallus and be gone. I know what to expect from the vines now. Once past them and out of the cave, I'll vanish in the jungle. You'll never find me, lover. Just a few steps like this across the sand and I can reach out and take, huh? Hey! Hey, the sand is really soft and sticky. Ugh, I can't move my feet. I'm stuck. My feet are stuck in this goop. It's like I walked into glue. Oh, hell, I'm sinking. What did that stupid poem say? Quick across the sands. Quick sand. This is what happened to the last partner. This is why the Englishman couldn't reach the ruby. And I walked right into it. Are you fucking kidding me? I walked into quicksand and my stockinged feet? Hey!
Hey, hero. You might want to speed up your climb down. I'm in real trouble here. Seriously, I'm sinking in this, muck. Every time I try to pull one foot loose, the other sinks deeper. Okay. I won't move my ass if you move yours instead. But be careful. If you fall and crack your skull, thick as it is, I'm sunk. Literally. So go slow but fast, if you know what I mean. Oh, it's over my socks, and it's touching my skin. Up my thighs. Gross. God, it's so thick and, soft. I can't move. I can't get out. Hurry, okay? Yeah, jump to the steps. Not too close to those vines. Yeah, but don't land in the sand. Who knows what's solid? Good. Now come down to the bottom step and pull me out. Stop laughing, you bastard. I left you tied to a bed where someone would find you, not sinking into some ancient gooey death trap. Help me. Get me out of this. Okay, good. Thanks. Reach. Stretch. Shit, too far. And you left all your rope halfway up the shaft? So make one. Take off your shirt. Take off my shirt? You fucking perv. Okay, you're right. I don't have much choice. Here. Catch it. Yeah, I do have nice tits. I have extraordinary tits. And if you don't hurry, you're gonna lose sight of them pretty damn quick. Okay. Tie the shirts together and toss one end to me. Still too short. Hurry up, think of something. I'm sinking faster. Oh God, I can't feel a bottom to this muck. There's nothing under my feet but more of this, sticky goo. I can't believe I walked into this shit. God, please, there's gotta be something you can do. I'm sinking. Wait, I know. Take off your pants. Take them off. Tie them to the shirts. It's not like I haven't seen you before. Do it. Hurry. I'm up to my tits in the sand. Good. Now throw it. Yes. Now pull. Pull. No. Wait. The ruby. We'll never get across the stuff to get it. I'm as close as we'll ever be. Throw me your end of the rope. I'll use it to knock the ruby loose, catch it, and you haul us both free. We'll split the take. It's not like you have a lot of time to think about it. Throw me your end. Okay. Now I just have to, twist around a bit. God, this is so sticky. Yeah, well, if I mess it, you can just let me sink, okay? God, I'm up to my chin. Here goes. 1, 2, 3. Ugh. Yes. Knocked it off and got it. Oh God, I can't twist now. I'm stuck fast. I can't budge. I'm gonna throw the rope over my head to you. Catch it, please. No, I'm not giving you the ruby first. It's both of us or nothing. Now pull. Pull. I'm going under. Pull. Grab my hand. Can you grab my hand? Pull me out. Pull me out, please. Pull me out. Oh, God, yes. All the way out. Up the steps higher. I want to be clear of this quicksand. Oh, my God. Thank you. Huh? Oh, yeah, I am naked. The muck peeled the socks and panties right off me. You're almost naked, too. You saved my life, you know. I think that deserves a reward. Remember what I promised you in London? My mouth on your cock? Look at that bulge in your boxers. You remember. Slip them off. Move a little higher up the steps. God, look at how hard you are. Hard and red. My own ruby fatness. Put your hands back. Brace yourself. I'm just going to lick the tip. My hero. You like that? Do you? My tongue on your dick. My mouth. Taking you in. Sucking. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? So close. So close you haven't even noticed the vines. The way they're looped and coiled around your wrists and arms. Oh, it's too late, darling. You can't pull away. Not with your hands pinned behind you like that. It's just like London. You're trapped again. Oh God, I love seeing you like that. It gets me so fucking wet. When I was watching you struggle to get free from that bed, I almost came. I did come later, playing it over in my head again and again. And here you are, hard and helpless once more. Only this time, I don't have to get a head start on you. I'm gonna straddle your lap, ease myself down on that hard cock of yours, inch by, inch by. Oh, fuck that. I'm alive. I'm free. And you're snared and helpless, and I'm gonna ride you until I fucking lose it. Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God, yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, God. Having you all trussed and tied and trapped. Oh, oh. I'm coming. Oh, yeah. Come with me. Oh, come with me. Oh, struggle and buck and try, oh, try, oh God, try to get loose. Oh, yeah, you can't get loose, but try, strain, struggle. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, baby. I can feel the vines pulling you back toward the arch. Oh, pulling you out of me. Poor baby. I'm gonna take the ruby and go back up the way you came. I'm gonna find your rope, climb out, and make my way back to camp. And just so you don't think I'm grateful to you for saving me from that sticky, gooey quicksand, here, my knife. I'm putting it in your hand. Hold tight. Maybe you can cut your way loose before the vines draw you in and get you all wrapped up. I'll leave the rope for you. I have to go now, lover. There's a shipwreck full of silver just off Bermuda that I have my eye on. Maybe we'll meet again there. Whether we do or not, remember, our time here together will be something I'll always treasure.